Well, the Pope and Billy Graham and a modern TV evangelist were in a plane crash over the Pacific Ocean. They all died and went to the gates of heaven. When they got to the pearly gates, St. Peter exclaimed, "We weren't expecting you so soon. Your quarters aren't ready yet. We can't take you in, and yet we can't send you back." Well, then he got an idea. He picked up the phone. "Lucifer, this is Pete. I've got these three fellas up here. They're ours, but we weren't expecting them so soon. We've got to fix up their rooms for them. I was hoping you could put them up for a while. It'll only be a couple days. What do you say?" Well, the devil reluctantly agreed. However, 2 days later, St. Peter got a phone call. "Pete, this is Lou. You got to come and get these guys right away. The Pope is forgiving everybody. Billy Graham is converting everybody. And that TV evangelist has raised enough money to buy air conditioning." Well, today's gospel does talk about our final destination, talks about heaven and talks about hell. And it's really, there's many things in today's gospel, but I think we can really summarize them into two main points. The first point is that we should have what's called fear of the Lord. And the second point in the gospel is that we should realize how much God, our loving Father, loves us and cares for us in divine providence. And the Lord begins by telling his 12 disciples, "Do not fear anything. Do not fear anyone." And he says, "Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." See, this was a very important point because all of the disciples would eventually give their lives for Christ. They would all, in fact, 11 out of 12 of them would be martyred for the faith. John, the beloved disciple, would die of advanced age, would die of love, perhaps about the age of 100. But the other disciples were tortured and persecuted. St. Peter was crucified upside down. St. Andrew was crucified on a cross in the shape of an X. Many of the apostles were beheaded. Some were thrown to wild beasts. Some were pierced by a lance. So Jesus says, do not be afraid of those who will kill the body. Be afraid, he says, of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Now, Gehenna is a word that was used by the Jewish people to describe hell. Gehenna originally was the Valley of Henna, which was south of Jerusalem. It was the area which was the large trash dump of Jerusalem. That's where they would send all their garbage, all the trash from Jerusalem would go out into the Valley of Henna, called Gehenna, and they would burn it. They would burn the trash. So we see this even today where people burn trash. Well, it was a place where the fire was never extinguished. The fire was always burning in Gehenna. And the wild dogs would let out such shrieks that, you know, it was a place of fright. First of all, it smelled terrible too, of course. And then you had the burning fire and the wild animals. And so it became known as like an image of hell, like a future, a foreshadowing of hell. So Jesus and many of the rabbis and teachers would refer to hell as Gehenna. It would give people a visual image of a little glimpse of what hell would be like. So Jesus says, don't be afraid of somebody that can just kill your body. Don't worry about that. If you die as martyrs, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna, in hell. Now, as a teenager, as a kid, I always thought, well, that must be the devil. Be afraid of the devil, because he alone can destroy body and soul in hell. But that's not right. If you read the theologians and the commentary on this, the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell is God. So why does he say to have this fear of God? Well, fear of the Lord is a gift of the Holy Spirit. fear of the Lord is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Remember when you had to memorize the gifts of the Holy Spirit? When you went to your confirmation and you were scared to death the bishop was going to call on you? And he's going to say, you know, name for me the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, one of them is the fear of the Lord. But what is fear of the Lord? It is not servile fear. It's not the fear of a slave for a master or a servant for a master. Fear of the Lord is a gift of God in which the person has reverence for God, has respect for God. It's recognizing the majesty of God. It's awe, A-W-E, awe in the presence of a loving God. And really what sin is, according to Bishop Sheen, it's not merely breaking a law, one of God's laws. Sin is hurting someone we love. Sin is hurting someone we love. God loves us. We're called to love God. And when we sin, we offend and hurt a loving God. And it's a filial reverence, which means a reverence of a son for a father or a child for his or her father. That's the kind of fear of the Lord that the church says is healthy and good. It's reverence, it's respect, it's honoring a loving God. It's not a servile fear. And this kind of reverence for God, this kind of respect for God, can actually help people not to sin because they don't want to offend a loving God. And isn't this what the church teaches us whenever we say the act of contrition? Notice when you say the act of contrition, the first part says, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins because I don't want to lose heaven and go to hell. But notice what it says. Oh, first of all, it says, Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee. Now, just a reminder for the kids, when you say that, don't say, Oh my God, I am hardly sorry for having offended thee. I think most kids actually say that, but there's a difference between, Oh my God, I am heartily sorry, versus, Oh my God, I'm hardly sorry for having offended you. And then it says, I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven, the loss of the beatific vision, to lose eternal happiness, happiness for all eternity. I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But it says, but most of all, I'm sorry for my sins because they offend you, my God, who was all good and deserving of all my love. So notice that's called perfect contrition. Regular contrition is being sorry for our sins because we don't want to lose heaven and go to hell. But we are really sorry for our sins because we don't want to offend a God who loves us so much. And that's what fear of the Lord is, not wanting to offend a loving God. And lastly, Jesus says, your heavenly Father loves you so much that he says, not even a sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. And back then you could buy a sparrow for a penny. Two sparrows, Jesus says, for a penny. And yet, not even a sparrow falls to the ground without your Father being aware of it and knowing about it and allowing it. And then he even says, and even all the hairs of your head are counted. Imagine that. God knows the exact number of hairs on all of our heads. My dad, who never had much hair in his life on his head, he said he was making God's job very easy. Because it was very easy because there wasn't anything to count. But imagine that. God knows so much about us. Even every hair on our head is counted by God. Every sparrow. And Jesus says we're worth more than a flock of sparrows. We're worth more than all the sparrows in the world because we are human. We're made in the image and likeness of God. And so we're so valuable to God that he told us to call God our Father. Abba in Hebrew, in Aramaic. Abba, Papa, Dad, Daddy. That's the word that Jesus wants us to use for the Heavenly Father. And the Heavenly Father loves us so much that in his divine providence, he allows what happens to us. He's aware of everything that happens. And so Jesus says, do not be afraid. We're worth more than many sparrows. And so today's gospel, I think, with many ideas, we can summarize them in two. that we should always have a reverential respect for God, which is called the gift of the fear of the Lord. And secondly, we should realize how much God loves us, that our Heavenly Father is there to give us all the graces we need to be saved. And most of all, He sent us the greatest gift, which is His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for each one of us.